Lord knows we'll be able to be a little bit silly and a little bit serious with our next guest, who is on the line right now. And once again, there isn't much to say about him. He was number 17. He was beloved in this town. And we've had some wonderful conversations on the Kaufman Show with Ellis Valentine, and I fully expect this one to be another one of them. Good evening, Ellis.
Hi, Dave. How are you, buddy?
We're great. How are you?
Oh, man, can't complain. Can't complain.
I wanted to get in touch with you after reading your Twitter feed last week. You were talking about A-Rod, and
yes.
I feel like, well, first of all, I'll read to everybody what you wrote, which was that the negative reaction to A-Rod is ugly behavior. Which is worse, what he did or the people's reaction to it? And then you continued that a couple of minutes later, saying the people in the stands actually cheered when he was hit by the pitch. Regardless of the violation, this is acceptable. And I'm wondering if you can relate it to maybe a personal experience that gives you this feeling.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, when we all know, I guess everybody's talking about A-Rod right now. But when you look at this and you look at the ugliness of what happened, you know, here this guy is going through his personal issues with Major League Baseball, and it's problematic for everybody. We're all dealing with it. And then, you know, a guy gets hit, and the fans cheer. It really bothered me because it's like this is okay. This is what we want. You know, in other words, like they want this guy to be hurt some kind of way. Like, in other words, they were hurt, and they were resentful, and they want to resend that message back to him. I just thought it was wrong. I thought it was really, I just didn't think it was right.
Now, I mean, you hear players get booed in opposing team stadiums all the time.
Sure.
Now, what I found more at issue, if we were going to deconstruct A-Rod and the way he's being treated by the fans, is the fact that he's not getting any love in New York. Now,
right.
Barry Bonds, if you look at it, was booed in every stadium he ever went to. But when he shows up in San Francisco now, he is adored. He's loved like a golden god. Somehow they've been able to keep that in San Fran, even though in the rest of the world, really, he's persona non grata. A-Rod hasn't been able to do that. It's as if, and maybe you feel like the Yankees are a part of that. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't say that a part of that. I'm just saying that, you know, this is such a, you know, it's gotten to a point now where this is not just with A-Rod. I mean, we've had it with Lance Armstrong. We've had it with, you know, guys like Tyson Gay just recently with the Olympics committee. And this thing is running rampant throughout sports. And I don't think it's something new. But I just think that, you know, by the fact that it's getting out there to the public and people, you know, get a chance to, you know, this come right into the living room, right into, you know, the phones, the computers, the whole works. You know, it's gotten to a point now where the popular opinion has kind of, you know, made this thing bigger and uglier than what it is. And people are just tired of it. I understand that. But I think this thing can be handled a little different. And, you know, I think A-Rod's situation with Major League Baseball is something that needs to be worked out with him and Major League Baseball. And that's what I think they're trying to do right now. It's a little bit different than most of the violations that are out there with the other players. So I don't really know what all the answers are, but I just was a little bit taken by the fact that people were cheering that the man got hit.
How do you feel about records in baseball being broken by players who've done steroids?
You know, my sister can go do steroids. She's not going to hit home runs. I don't care how many steroids she does. It's not going to happen. You know, there's a lot of enhancements out there. There's all kinds of enhancements. I think vitamins are an enhancement. Coffee is an enhancement. There's all kinds of things. Lifting weight, that's an enhancement. I mean, the fact that this is illegal now, I mean, there was a time when it wasn't. Now it is. There was a time when it wasn't, and everybody kind of knew it was going on, but it wasn't a problem then. Yeah, you know, a guy like Rafael Palmeiro, you know, 500 home runs. Barry Bonds is going to be in the Hall of Fame anyway. I mean, just think about it, the way he was doing it. And then maybe at the end when this thing became a concern with everybody, you know, now that's questionable. But, you know, he was going to be in the Hall of Fame, you know. So, I don't know, Dave. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of waiting to see how all this shakes down. It is a real issue right now, and I really don't know which way it's going to go.
I have more of an issue with, I mean, from a moral standpoint, especially considering mm-hmm. these drugs weren't illegal for so mm-hmm. long. Like when Maguire and Sosa were juicing, there was nothing in the rules that said that they couldn't.
That's true.
I have more of an issue from a, you know, these are.
And go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Saying that, like, you know, the little kid and these guys are our heroes and people we should look up to standpoint. They're, I mean, how many ball players drive drunk? How many ball players get caught for driving drunk, get suspended for a couple of days and come right back?
Yeah. You know, that's true.
Including the guy who won the Triple Crown last year.
Yeah. I don't know about all that one. But, you know, there's heroes in other walks of life that are doing things that we just don't know about yet. In private walks of life. But
nobody's 30,000 people aren't lining up to watch operating room doctor remove the cancer from someone's body.
I agree. So, you know, my point, you know, these guys get singled out because of who they are and what they're going through. You know, I don't think we're going to solve this thing on this show. I don't think anybody is going to. But, you know, it has its concerns with everyone. Because like you said, you know, you're looking at, you know, your child idolizing a sports figure. You're looking at, you know, the media, you're looking at home run records, you're looking at all these different things that are affected because of this. And it's a real problem. It really is. How it's going to get settled, I don't think it's going to get settled by people getting thrown at.
No.
And people getting cheered, okay? That's not going to happen. So that's the wrong approach. In my opinion.
In the same vein, I think that putting an unfair expectation on fans who, I mean, in your career, you must have dealt with some pretty nasty fans at some point.
Not really. I mean, they had their anger at me, but they weren't, you know, it was just outright vicious, I thought. You know, that was just wrong. They're like, a guy gets cheered. I mean, look at this kid got hit in the jaw yesterday, Jason Hayward.
Yeah.
For Atlanta. I mean, you know, I know it doesn't seem like he was being thrown at. However, I didn't see the game and see the total at bat with A-Rod, but I heard that he was thrown at several times. Is that correct?
It was on the fourth pitch. The first pitch was thrown behind him. The second two were balls, and then the fourth pitch hit him in the elbow.
That's just not that wild. Okay, let's just be honest. Okay?
No, of course not.
All right, so, you know, in that situation, and that's what I was speaking about, primarily on my Twitter feed, it was just ugly.
I encourage you all to follow Ellis Valentine on Twitter, evalentine17. You're incredibly candid as always, and that doesn't go away in 140 character spurts. That's for sure.
Dave, you're a mess.
Ellis, in the few minutes that we have left with you, I want to talk to you about a guy whose arm has been compared to yours of late.
He's not even close. No, I'm just kidding.
Awesome.
But he's pretty good.
He's pretty good, and what's interesting is that even though he's an incredible natural raw talent, and a lot has been written about of late, which is mind-boggling because the Dodgers are 42-8 with him in the lineup.
Unbelievable.
And people are saying they should sit him because he's overthrowing the cutoff man and he's swinging at bad pitches and he's really just following the track of Vladimir Guerrero in my mind.
He is your performance-enhancing drug. He's your PED for the Dodgers. No, that guy's awesome. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I find it interesting that he's really getting slaughtered in the press right now by a lot of baseball writers, and maybe it's because he's not being chummy with them or speaking English to them. I don't know, but he got benched the other night.
Right.
And
he was late for the game?
Because he was late for the game. And
sounds familiar, doesn't it, Dave?
Well, I'm wondering if you can. I'm wondering if you'd mind relating that story to our audience.
Yeah, I did. I went through that a few times. You know, the situation with him was quite interesting, and I kind of did the same thing to a degree once in my career. Here he was late for the game, was benched, and then was asked to pinch hit and hit a home run, and he won the ball game. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I went through this once. I was, it was called the Bumpy Ump situation, right? With me and Steve Fields, I think it was, in Chicago. Got into a little argument. He said I threw my helmet at him. I didn't do that. The helmet was one of those Scully-type helmets, the kind of helmet I was wearing when I got hit in the jaw that didn't have the ear flap. So when you throw it, it kind of frisbees, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sailed towards him. He thought I was throwing it at him, and it missed him by, you know, a mile, put it that way. But it was just in his area. So when he turned around, he saw a helmet coming his way, which was no intent on my part. So I got suspended. He throws me out of the game. We get into an argument. And, you know, we're chest to chest. It looks like I bumped him or whatever. So he throws me out of the game. I get suspended. So I'm out of suspension for 3 days or whatever. So, you know, me back then, I'm kind of Ellis-like. And I didn't show up to the ballpark for a couple of days.
Oh, no.
Well, I was suspended. I was suspended. I couldn't play. So sitting there, I don't know. It was just my mindset at the time. Anyway, I show up to the ballpark today. The suspension is lifted. Dick Williams decides not to put me in the game because he thought that I wasn't ready. I'm sitting down at the end of the dugout, kind of pouting. You know, young, stupid. Yeah, okay, I'll give me that. So he calls me up. Vita Blue is pitching. I think we're losing 1-0 or 2-1. It was 2-1, I think it was. Yes, we're losing 2-1. And so I get up, and I think it's one man on or something like that. And I walk straight from the end of the dugout with my bat. I didn't bring my glove out to the dugout or anything. And I walk straight from the end of the dugout to the on-deck circle, put some pine tar on my bat, didn't take a swing or anything, practice swing, goes up there, hit 2-run home run. I run the bases, come back around third, touch home, run right through the dugout, tunnel, and into the locker room, and I was done for the day. I laugh about it now, but we win the ball game. So it's quite similar to what Plague did. And so, yeah, you know, kind of crazy day, but anyway.
Are these just growing pains for a young guy who's being thrust into a spotlight?
True. Ask Johnny Manziel. Same thing. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we can give him excuses, but it's really difficult for these young guys like me and like these guys to be thrusted into this limelight, and we're supposed to make mature decisions. Hell, we've only been an adult for a couple of years.
Right.
And, you know, when you think about it, now you got money in your pocket, you're driving Mercedes-Benz, and, you know, and I mean, it's just not real. So, an element of ego and arrogance and idiocy step in and play a part in your life at that time, yeah, pretty normal.
Unlike Manziel, though, we can buy your autographs and not feel any guilt for it, right?
Yeah, you can do that. I don't know what he's doing. That right there puts himself, you know, it puts himself in a different, in a spot where things can be questioned. And, you know, nowadays there's cell phones everywhere and recorders and, you know, I don't know. It's just bad choices. But he's still young. I'm not going to blame him on that because he's not stupid, but he's young. So I guess immaturity runs rampant amongst the youth. So I was there at one time. All these kinds of things happen. We're on the outside looking in now, Dave. I'm a fan now. You know what I mean? But I was there back then during that time with me, and I had my challenges. And so I could understand some of these things that these guys are going through. And why it seems so odd to us as fans and people that are not in that world. I'm not making excuses, but it's just the way it is.
And that's exactly why I wanted you on the show tonight. I'm a fan, too, but I can't give it the perspective or context that you can. And that's why I appreciate having you as a friend, and I hope that we can have you back on the show again a little closer to the playoffs.
Dave, it's always my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Ellis Valentine, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at evalentine17. Thank you, Ellis.